A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed. No one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. For there will be those who will say to you, 'Look there, he is there,' or 'Look, he is here.' Do not go off and do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. Many first and even second century Jews and Christians thought that the kingdom of God, or Christ's second coming, would come with great fanfare and magnificent signs. God would destroy their political and cultural enemies by his mighty power. But Jesus, the Messiah, came first as a newborn baby in a stable in Bethlehem. A number of New Testament writings say that he will return in power. But who knows? Maybe he will come in a quiet, normal power. It is often at a moment of profound conversion that God comes into our lives. The kingdom of God cannot be observed. It is among you or within you. With the recent canonization of Mother Teresa, my thoughts have spontaneously turned to her when reflecting upon the above passage from today's gospel. We know that the early part of her spiritual life contained observable signs of God's kingdom and presence within her soul. It took her from a small, impoverished, persecuted country of Albania and placed her in the teeming, sprawling city of Kolkata, India. Most people have heard how Christ spoke to her on a train and invited her to leave her safe, comfortable life as a teacher and live with and for the poorest of the poor. During the time of petitioning the permission to do so and awaiting a response from the Vatican, Mother Teresa had more signs of Jesus' love and approval of her obedience. But once she left her convent of Loreto to begin her vocation of serving the poor, all signs disappeared. She no longer had any sign of assurance of the Lord's presence. And for the next 50 years, until she died, Mother Teresa lived by total, absolute, and dark faith. She had no emotional impressions that God was with her, loved her, or even approved of what she was doing. Of course, we realize that the saints have trials, just like us. Maybe more difficult, but with Mother Teresa, We have someone that we've seen on TV or read about in the newspapers, or maybe even seen or talked to in person. She's a contemporary of ours, someone that we in a sense know. It is sometimes said that a saint knows more about sin than a sinner. This is because the saint loves the one who is offended, and thus knows the true magnitude of an offense committed. We sometimes think that saints have continual contact with God, have visions and hear voices, and are constantly filled with consolation. But this saint and others, many others, also can experience the darkness of an unbeliever. The life of absolute faith, in some ways, doesn't seem much like different from the life of a sinner. This is how Mother Teresa was able to bear her dark night, however. And for many years, she offered her sufferings to God for the atheist and for all unbelievers. And this is the difference between the saint and the darkness of the saint and the darkness of the sinner, because the saint loves God no matter what, no matter how dark it is, because the saint knows that the kingdom of God cannot be observed. It is within. We too live by faith here on earth and by vision in heaven. If the Lord gives us little signs of his love and presence, let us rejoice in them. But we cannot demand them. The coming of God's kingdom is within our hearts. It transcends all feelings. That is why we need the certainty of the Church's teaching, guided by the Holy Spirit. Our allegiance to Jesus must be wholehearted, whether our feelings are involved or not. Let us believe in the mercy of his love and share it with all those we meet, and even those we don't meet, through our prayers.